You know, I've been thinking of maybe some situations or how we can relate to some things. I know we're a people of faith, and it is by faith that we accept all that we have as our relationship with God through Christ. Because, you know, he's not here with us in the physical sense, but he is here with us in the spiritual sense. So we have to kind of rely on the Bible, or what we call the Word of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's remarkable that the God of the universe would actually want to communicate with us. Think about that. He loved us so much that he sent his Son to pay the price for all of our sins, but then he wants to talk to us, and he wants us to talk to him. That's pretty cool. Because we are creatures of this material and physical world in which we relate through our five senses. Well, you know, they came up with a thing called pheromones, which is supposed to be our sixth sense. Now, that's pretty interesting, but we all know that we have five. Because God is a spiritual being, we are in our physical state. We cannot see, hear, and touch him. So how can he communicate with us? Well, we're grateful for what he did through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he allowed the Bible. You know, the Bible simply means a collection of small stories, and it was put together over the years, and it was written down, and the prophecies that was given to a lot of the leaders of the day, we now have. You know, the word Bible, B-I-B-L-E, is Believer's Instruction Before Leaving Earth. Isn't that cool? Anyhow, I've been thinking about that because several centuries now, God inspired a select number of people to write down what he felt we needed to know about him and how he expects us to live. These writings have been collected into this book that we call the Holy Bible. Why is it holy? Well, I think it's holy because it contains the sacred words of Almighty God in a miraculous way. The Bible speaks to each of us. Its truth applies across generations, across cultures, and all across life experiences. We are in a modern day, and we have so many modern technologies, even something we call AI now, artificial intelligence. But anybody buying a computer receives with it as a really thick owner's manual. Even today, the modern cars, I remember being in the car business, oh, I'm getting old, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. The owner's manual was just a small little book that we kept in the glove compartment. And now, with all the different things and stuff that's in these cars today, the owner's manual was very thick because we need to know how to operate all that stuff. But most of us, me included, we just jump in an old car. Well, I know how to drive. Jump in that old car and go. And we know just enough about what's in that owner's manual or through experience to allow us to get it up and running and perform the basic tasks which we have acquired driving. But even now, our car is a 2013, and it's got a lot of gizmos here and there. But we've had that car new, and there's still things on there that we don't know that's there or never used. And every once in a while, something will pop up, and my curiosity gets me, and I'm thinking, oh, I wonder what this does. So I get the owner's manual out, and sure enough, all the information's there that I need to understand that particular function that's on the car. So in order for us to understand our cars or some of the other things, we got to read the entire manual. Now most of us never do this, so we miss out on all the computer has to offer. I'm technologically challenged, so it's hard for me. But when it comes to reading the Bible, most of us just read enough to get by. I'm guilty sometimes. When I was a layperson, and then when I became a pastor and appointed to the church, I had to read the owner's manual a lot to put together some messages and so forth. But I still don't do it as much as I should. I should do it more. Because we miss sometimes what God's Word has to offer us. If we read God's Word daily, so that we can thoroughly understand all God wants us to know. Now, I am grateful for the Upper Room and Our Daily Bread and a lot of the other devotional materials that we have available to us, and that certainly helps. But it says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our life. It straightens us out, doesn't it? And it teaches us to do what is right. Prophecy the same way. God gave the prophets the prophecies, and thank God through the gift of the Holy Spirit they wrote it down so that we have it. Psalms is a very interesting book. Psalms, we think about the Psalms as being encouragement and different things, but the Psalms is also a book of prophecy. But the reading the Bible should be a delightful experience. And they say, okay, preacher, well, how often should we read it? Well, there's no set time. But Bible reading daily and daily meditation continues to help us to grow in the grace and the love of God. So I just thought I would share that with you today and what I'm thinking about the blessings that come from applying God's Word. All Scripture is certainly inspired by God, and God will help us understand His Word. I always tell people, you know, there for the longest time, if you just read it. Remember when the book came out? I liked the way that was, because it was laid out like a novel, the way that it made it easy for me to read. So I like that. But reading God's Word and to understand God's Word can be a challenge. So I figured out this is what you got to do. Okay, I want to read the Bible today, Holy Spirit, and teach me and explain to me what it says. Amazingly enough, that happens. The Holy Spirit is the teacher, and He will let you understand what you're reading. Because what's neat about the Bible is that it meets us at our point of need. Because God wants us to pass His Word on to others, and we're struggling and going through some things. Reading the Bible will give us insights and things that we have learned, and then we are challenged to share that. We call it evangelism, or sharing the gospel. So if we take to heart all the words that God has given us through the Bible, and then we pass them on. We should be passing them on to our children and our grandchildren, but we should also be passing it on to all that we meet, family and friends. God will help you understand the Word. A lot of times people say, well, I can't read the Bible, I don't understand it. Well, find a translation that you're comfortable with. I like the New Living Translation, but I also at times go back into the King James, the Old King James, the NIV, the RSV, and the other one that I like real good is the Amplified Bible. It's basically the King James, and they take a lot of the words and just amplify them so that you can better understand them. So get a translation that you're comfortable with, and because one thing, and you've heard me say this before, you cannot take the spiritual truth of God's Word, no matter what the translation is that you're using. So I was just thinking about that, about how the Bible can be God's Word, and it can help us. We can have a delightful experience reading the Scriptures, because it's an encouragement, and how important it is to read the Bible every day. Now, you don't have to go from cover to cover. Just a few little chapters or something like that every day. You know, there's so much in there, you can mix it up. Well, I know that I was just rambling again today. I'm grateful that you tuned in so that I can ramble a little bit. But basically, we want to lift up our prayers and our joys and our concerns. Some of you know that Judy's having her cancer treatments again. Cancer came back when they did a regular checkup on her. That's the bad news. Good news is the treatment seemed to be working. So we're hanging on to the hope that God has given to us. And we lift up Mark Carlson and his family, too. His son unexpectedly passed away the other day in Arizona. But, you know, you don't need a prayer line. You don't need an 800 number. You know, you learn to talk to God. That's what I was talking about here. God actually wants to communicate with us. And sometimes we're just so stubborn and just say, God, I need to talk to you. Let me crawl up on your lap and just pour out your heart. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, go into your prayer closet. And then pour out your heart. Because God already knows everything you're experiencing and what you're going through anyhow. So you don't have to give him the big story, as we call it, you know, to BS, because he already knows. And we also want to just let you know that if you want to know what's on our prayer list at church, you just there in the pastor's thoughts and prayers, and you click on the icon, it'll take you over to the bulletin, and they're all listed right there. So, Father, we do thank and praise you, and we thank you for the opportunity to come and to celebrate Easter. What a joy it is to know that all of our sins have been forgiven and we've been made well and whole because of the celebration of Jesus' death on the cross, his burial, and more important, his resurrection and his promise coming again. That gives us the peace that passes all understanding. And we also know that when Jesus was here on earth, the disciples were always curious about when he would go off by himself. And one day they asked him, Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself like that? Well, I need to talk to the Father. Well, can we talk to the Father? He says, sure. It's a prayer. And let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. Pray this prayer with us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Pray you're having a wonderful day and that you've had a good Easter celebration with family and friends.